You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to Mom Says. This is Erica.
And this is Amy. We're two moms from the Metro Detroit area trying to navigate through the stage of the terrible teenage years.
We're not experts, but we are moms of teenagers with real life issues. In this corner of the podcast world, we will talk about funny situations and sometimes serious ones. We are going to be honest, funny, snarky, and maybe emotional. Why?
Because Mom says. Hi, friends.
Hey, it's Erica.
And it's Amy.
We are back.
So we have a good, interesting topic, I think, because we both have been through this moment of time that finally came. And we talked about it and been in denial for a while, and it's off to college.
Well, to be honest with you, I could not wait. I could not wait for my son to go away to college. I love
really?
Him with all my heart. I do. I really, truly do love him. But he needed to. We needed some
baby
space.
Bird needed to leave the nest, huh?
Yes. And it really was the best thing for him. It's really worked out well for all of us involved.
I guess I got too involved, according to my son.
Oh.
You know, because I didn't go away to college. My husband did, and he thought I was crazy because he's Mr. Independent, and from utero, he was, you know, running his show. And I take this, and I say that in a very nice way. Sal's a good guy. No, I guess I just wanted that moment. And maybe because it's a boy, he mm-hmm. wouldn't let me. Like, he let me go so far, and then it was it. You know, like, I wanted to just embrace that moment and, you know, unpack and set stuff up and, here, like, he was already anxious, and I was just adding to his anxiety. Like, he literally put me in the corner. Like, he was like,
Mom, sit here.
He was just like, you know what? I was like, okay. And I was like super excited and stoked. Like, I wanted to embrace this moment with him. And yeah, he wasn't having it. Like, I wanted to make his bed. I wanted, like, oh, we'll put this here. We'll unpack this. And let me clean the bathroom first. And like, he was just like, sit down and stop, you know, and he was nervous, you know.
Sure.
So, yeah, it didn't go as planned, and I don't know. I kind of hurt his feelings, and he hurt mine. It was all right. I mean, we later talked about it, and the funny thing, like, he did let me do a few things, and I, as we were leaving, I had written him a mom letter to him, like, dear son letter,
nice, yeah.
And I got a call from him later. He's like, you know, that was super touching and sweet, and I appreciate every minute, but the timing could not have been any worse. And I'm like, why? He goes, because here I'm like ugly crying, and there's my new roommate walking in the room. I'm like, I'm sure his mom did the same thing. So
I'm sure.
You know,
yes.
So yeah, I guess part of me just, I didn't want him to go, but then because I just wanted to know what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then part of me was like, go, do your thing, you know. So there's my... You know, but I did. I held it together until I got to the car, and I remember I sat down, and I was, you know, my husband looks at me. He's like, "You're okay?" I'm like, "Nope." And I had like 3, 2, 1. Well, like ugly cry. Like, he's gone. It's over. It's like I felt like a part of me had just like my arm was cut off.
Oh, sure. I mean, as much as I wanted my son to go away, I definitely agree with you because it changed the dynamic of the house.
Oh, yeah.
And then, so I'll tell you about our move-in. So our move-in was interesting because, first of all, 3 days before we were supposed to move in, we find out – because I said, you know what? Are we supposed to be paying something? Isn't there, like, you know, a bill we're supposed to pay before you move in? I can't believe you could just move in and not have some payment. Oh, yeah, Mom. That was due – like 2 weeks ago. I'm like, what are you talking about? And he says, and so I don't know. Like, so we started off on the wrong foot. Let's put it that way.
Right.
And so we had to not scramble, but I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, we got to pay this. And so we paid everything. He was fine. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's all we need is we would have arrived at school and he wouldn't have been able to move in. But we got him there. And what I was proud of, he's like, let me handle this. So
yeah.
He went to the Welcome Center, which of course was this choreographed, you know, chaos everywhere. And we went to it later because we had to buy a parking pass. So we all went together. And so we waited. We were waiting. We must have waited a half hour for him to come back. And I thought, something's wrong. Like, I was totally like, the negative. Been kidnapped. Like, something is wrong. Like, what is going on? Did we miss another thing we didn't do, another checkbox or something? And then suddenly he arrives and he has his little cart on wheels and his car was full. Our car was full. And I honestly didn't cry because I was so excited for him.
Yeah.
I was just so excited. So we get into his room and he had a roommate. But then that changed like a couple weeks before he moved in. So then he got a new guy and so nice. They actually became very good friends. They're going to live together, you know, next year. But I tried to make my son's bed and he's like, Mom, that's not necessary. I can make my bed. And then Brian's like, let your mom make your bed. If that's what she wants to do, let her do it.
Right.
And so he was like, okay. And so, but it was funny because we had both families in at the same time. Keith is his roommate and his parents and our, you know, we're all in the same room. We're trying to help out. And it was kind of awkward at first, but then, you know, we kind of bonded a little bit and then, we left and cause he's in the marching band at Wayne State. Mm-hmm. So he had to move in like that cause he had to go to marching band practice.
Oh, wow.
So there wasn't a lot of time for us to be like, oh, let's hang up a poster. Let's do this. I made his bed. We hung out for a few minutes, talked to the other family. And then he's like looking at his watch. He's like, I gotta go. I'm like, okay.
Wow.
And that was it. We hugged him goodbye and we left and we went and had dinner at Jolly Pumpkin in Detroit.
Yeah.
So, and I just remember sitting there at the restaurant and I'm like, it hasn't hit me yet.
Right.
So I would say probably maybe 2 days later.
Yeah.
But it was funny because later that day he says, you haven't texted me? And I said, oh, because I was all about giving him his space. I wasn't going to bother him. I was going to wait for him to reach out to me. And he's like, my roommate's mom's already texted him like 3 or 4 times. And I said, well, and so my husband and I are laughing because it was a group text. And I said, well, oh, okay, how are you doing? Oh, I'm good. And so for the first like few days, I don't know what you did with Nick, but for the first few days, we were texting back and forth, just checking in.
Right.
And then eventually –
it got less and less.
Yeah. And you know what? I was okay with that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. We had been looking at colleges, not a whole lot, just kind of figuring things out. And, you know, again, my husband's not from Michigan. So we were looking out of state and like Rhode Island. Now that I had a problem with because that was too far.
Sure.
You know, that's a good day's drive, you know, and Mama Bear can't run out that quickly if something were to happen. And again, my husband's like, he's good. He's good. You know, and he went to state. He was out of state for his college. So I had a big problem with that. And like, you know, I was enthusiastic about checking out these colleges and stuff because they were pretty cool. But in the back of my head, it's like, nope, nope, nope. You're not going to like this. Nope, nope. And trying to find everything negative I could possibly think of because like then he would never see him. Like he wouldn't come home for a quick day or weekend or whatever, you know. So I mean, we looked at school in Ohio and I couldn't do it. So I mean, that was just me. And we're not like crazy close, but that was just, I don't know. It was just a weird experience. But now Jill's anxious to leave.
Oh, really?
She's been talking about stuff, but I don't know where the other ones are going to go.
So they really haven't discussed it or it's just not under the radar yet?
No, it's not under the radar yet. I mean, they talked about careers, but not where they would go. And I'm good with wherever. You know, I just get an education. That's basically what, you know.
What are their interests, do you mind me asking?
Jill wants to go into psychology.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
And Andrew wants to do a trade, so he's going to look into welding.
I think that's great.
Which, you know, we've already started that process. And I'm not sure what Megan's going to do. I think she'd make a great teacher, but she doesn't like kids.
Oh,
so
she must have a lot
there's
of patience,
that.
Though,
that. She there does have patience, and I think she would do well. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting how they develop. But we didn't start, even with Nick, we didn't start right away with colleges. Like, you're going to go to this. We weren't that family that had, like, U of M, you know, like the college of state, you know. I never grew up like that. My parents didn't go to big colleges either, you know. So it was different. Just where are your kids going to go? You know, and there was no stress and wherever they go, you know. So that was interesting.
It's funny that you mentioned that or how you said that because this past weekend we were hanging out with a lot of people. And I know that this is the time of the year where kids are starting to make decisions or they're getting their acceptance letters. And so if I know for example, last night, I was talking to a friend of mine, and I knew her son was a senior. So I said, hey, any big decisions made? Is that okay for me to ask that question? Or do
I don't
think
see
that's
why not,
personal?
Because right now they already should have their acceptance letters.
Yeah,
they should
have
some
idea.
They okay. shouldn't be – I don't see why not. And I want to know, like, how they feel. Like, I haven't really talked to anybody about, like, they seem to – the parents that, you know, have kids away, they're empty nesters, they seem like they're – they're good. Are you good? I don't know.
Well, interesting. So for me personally, I'm doing okay. No, yeah. You know what? I think every family is different. And then when the kids do come home, of course, you know, you see pictures on Facebook. Oh, so-and-so is home. And
yeah.
And I love that. You know, I truly do. But I just think there are some kids out there that know what they want. And
yeah.
There's some kids out there that – they don't know what they want, and that's okay. They still
Absolutely.
Need to, like, find themselves. And,
yep.
And but I was telling you earlier, I love what our kids did in the eighth grade. I know you said you don't remember this project, but I love that our English teacher said –
I blacked out that year.
No, and that's okay. That's okay. But I just remember that our English teacher said, all right, pick an interest. What's your interest? You know, it doesn't have to be what you want to do, or it doesn't have to be. Just pick an interest. And then they have the kids do their own homework and look at different colleges and what does my grade point need to be? What is the ACT score, mm-hmm. or what are the chances of me getting into this college? And I actually kind of like that, because I know for my daughter, she, you know, came home and was like, Mom, I have my top five, which I know is kind of crazy.
Well, it was making them proactive.
It was,
and it
yes.
wasn't like the parents are like, this is your plan.
Yeah. Exactly, exactly. And I think, too, it just allowed for conversation. And it also allowed for, oh, how much does it cost? And how much is this? And I don't know. I appreciated that homework assignment. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed reading it, too. Because, you know, kids don't always talk to you. And you don't always know
like
what their interests are.
I feel like a parent fail here, Erica.
Oh,
thank you.
I feel bad Ooh. For you, and I don't mean to.
I had four. I don't remember any of this.
Yeah, it was the eighth class.
Wow, I'm going to have to go home and ask.
Yeah, you should ask. You don't. You really don't remember that? Really?
No, honest to God, I do not remember that.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I separated myself from all of that. I don't know.
You could. I mean, you could have. Do you think
Well, if
a
the
math
triplets
assignment?
Were in eighth, if they were in eighth grade, Nick was graduating high school.
Which
so
is a crazy
My
year
focus,
then.
Oh my God, you had the same thing.
Yes, we did. That was crazy.
That was crazy. And I did a lot that year.
You know what I just did? I did that.
That was for you, Michelle.
Sorry, Michelle.
Yeah. I feel like I didn't have any preparation, but I didn't have focus either.
For the college?
For college.
Yeah. I agree. And
I, but I also feel like there's so much more preparation for in school for the kids. There's more information, and there's one specific counselor that like is very knowledgeable about all of this stuff, and mm-hmm. she knows that she has resources and connections, and it's amazing. And she just here you go, you know, it's done. So I don't remember having that.
I don't remember that either.
Again, if it was there, I'd. Wasn't interested.
Sure.
It was just totally different. It was not on my radar at all, ever.
Was it a struggle to get your son to even complete the application? It was for us.
Oh, absolutely. The essays. I'm like, you're a writer for crying out loud.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it was overwhelming or just anxiety. I don't know.
Well, some of those questions are crazy.
Yeah.
And they're not, you know, like, why do you want to come here? It's just like, give us examples on how you can make the world a better place, no more than 3,000 words.
Gandhi,
you know, it's like,
what
seriously,
heck?
What
yeah.
the heck is that? And then, or if this was my favorite one, what would you, what do you suggest is a good question for an essay and why?
What?
So you have to come up with the question.
That's like, who's God?
And then you have to come up with this. And so there were times where my son would say, I don't want to go here that bad. So he would just say, I'm not completing this. This is crazy.
So then that would explain, because I was like, why don't you just like cut and paste? You know, like you have one generic essay and just cut and paste. And and Nick would be like, you can't do it that way. I'm like, oh, okay, what do I know?
Yeah, every school is different.
Oh, okay.
So what we would do was on Sundays, like back in like September, October, every Sunday night, I would say 8 o'clock meeting at the kitchen table, and then he would be like, "Oh my gosh!" And I know people would make fun of me, but I brought like cookies and I brought juice, and I said, college application time. And I mean, he had a list of schools that he was interested
in. Right.
So I would say you have till 9 o'clock. I want you to start looking what needs to be done. Mm-hmm. And it was just something that we did on Sundays.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I had to force it or it wasn't going to get done.
Right. Yeah. I felt it was a lot, to motivate, and it was overwhelming. You know, just it's overwhelming. There's just a lot. So I don't know. So that's your preparation for college. What other kind of preparation is there, do you think?
Well, they say start the conversation early.
Like is freshman year.
They said even junior year isn't too soon to start getting their heads working.
We did two tours junior year.
Did you? That's just what I think we're going to plan on doing it too.
Just because I don't know, we were worried. Like we're behind the eight ball. Like, okay, are we supposed to be doing this? Should we do it? You know, mm-hmm. He was already taking the test. He already had his scores. So yeah, why not? So yeah, I agree. Anytime.
And that was the big thing for me is, when can we start applying? Like I didn't understand.
Right,
I was waiting for this big button to be pressed and say start now.
Right,
and it wasn't until a good friend of mine, Claire, said you can apply anytime. Well,
right.
I didn't know that. So that was kind of another, you know, part of the process that we were still learning. But it also talks, this is an article that I found online from a site called Hey Sigmund. And it says, preparing your teen for college without instilling worry and anxiety. So I don't know if my kid had anxiety about it, but we just needed to kick him in the butt a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes. But it talks about researching the colleges and encouraging their input. And I know at our high school, we had, and I'm sure this happens at other schools too, we had a lot of colleges come in.
Yep. Yeah.
I remember one day Ethan came home because it was between Wayne State and Michigan Tech. He's like, but Mom, if I go to Michigan Tech, I get free skiing. Like,
yeah.
And I said, have you ever skied in your life? No, but I thought that was really cool. Like, I could ski for free. And I'm like, all right, well, what else did you like about the school?
Right.
But he ended up not going there because it was, yes, I want to go away, but not that far away.
Right.
But those are the things they try to entice the kids with is, oh, you can ski for free or we have this and we have that. And I'm like, okay, let's focus on the real picture.
Yeah.
You know, how about your program, you know, that you're interested in? So also it says, don't try to use the junk mail colleges send to build excitement. Okay, I did do that.
Don't try to use the junk mail.
So you know how you would get a bunch, you'd start getting mail for different colleges
throughout
the state?
Yeah.
So I actually had a shoebox, and we just put everything in the shoebox.
Yeah.
And I think we need to, he'll be coming home for the summer soon. It needs to be thrown out. It's still in his bedroom somewhere. So, and they just say, you know, if the kid's not interested in the school, why are you even keeping it?
Right.
And these are just marketing tools. Don't allow that to be something to get you excited about. And then also, don't talk about your own college experience.
How could you not?
Because I think I don't like that. Every
stress
experience
them out?
Is different.
Well, duh. Yeah. But you also want to like rally them. Like if you had a great fraternity or sorority or, you know, the enthusiasm, I think that's awesome. There's connections. I mean, I've got friends that their daughters are in the same sorority now. Like mm-hmm. Why would you not want to talk about that? So I think I don't like that.
It says this is in an italicized their journey.
Well, of course. Of course, I'm not a rocket scientist. I pros and cons, what you did, what you learned. I have no problem with that. So I do not like that comment.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I was like, woo, my soapbox
that's okay.
for a second
that's okay.
there. All right.
And then it also talks about don't share cautionary tales from friends.
That kind of goes with the other one. Like, I mean, I wouldn't put fear in them, you know, or like make them scared. But
well, like, I think it's more about don't tell your teen about your friend's kid that applied.
I misunderstood that. Okay,
no, that's okay.
Well, yeah, Johnny's going. Why can't you?
No.
They're going to hear it at school anyway.
Well, and that's the thing. So
you don't think these kids talk about their SAT scores? Like,
no,
they
okay,
wipe their like they go to the bathroom. Like,
I'm going to tell you something.
Come on, they're snapping and chatting for everything. They don't. They
so
keep that a secret.
I have to disagree with you on that. So in particular, in this group, and the thing is he's also a boy, so that's different. Girls maybe,
mm-hmm.
but they never talked about that stuff. Like I would ask about, hey, how did so and so do? I don't know. Well, don't you guys talk about it? no, Mom, we don't talk about our scores. You know, we have lunch. She's like, okay. And then I'll say, oh, does so-and-so, like, I'll know that someone applied to, say, Michigan. Mm-hmm. Oh, does so-and-so get into Michigan? I don't know. We don't talk about that. And I'm like, well, are you pulling my leg on this stuff?
I don't know. So maybe it's just your kid. I don't know. I feel like that's...
It was like pulling. So then finally, the only way I found out where everyone was going was on graduation day in the booklet. I'm like, oh, look where they're all going.
Thank God for that booklet.
Yeah, I'm telling you, because there was a lot of good reading when you get there like an hour early. So
heck yeah. Like 3 hours early. Yeah, wait in line, man.
I forgot about that. Woo. That's true.
Yeah.
So another thing is, it says, don't choose a favorite college out of their options. Again, this is about your kid, not you. So it's like, it's nice to offer opinions and maybe mention a few here and there that you think might be a good match. But you have to, it's very important, though, that your child's input, that you listen to what they have to say.
And that's what tours are important for. You've got to get the lay of the land and get the feel of it. Yeah.
We didn't really do a lot of tours. Like, we went to Eastern, mm-hmm. and he didn't care for it there. And then my husband took him to Wayne State, and then he claimed he liked it within the first 5 minutes. And then he applied to, like, six different schools, but he only went to two of them.
Right.
And so, I don't know, you know, but I mean, Wayne State was what he liked. And so he's very happy there. He likes it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we didn't go out touring. Now, I think with my daughter, that's a whole different story because it's a different journey. So right. We'll have to do a bunch of that. And I'm sure you will with your kids too.
We did, I think, like 4 out of 5 tours. Like, okay. The fifth school he got accepted never went to the campus.
Oh, all right.
But I do remember going on one of the tours out of state, and there was a family that planned their whole vacation, their whole summer vacation, doing nothing but college tours. And I wanted to ask him, like, why? What's your point? That just seemed like a waste. Were you just trying to get that little mark of like, okay, we've been to all 50 states, you know, like, I don't understand. I don't know what the purpose was. What the kid didn't even know what he wanted to go into. I'm like, oh.
Oh, and so your the parents point is, were really excited about
I don't
the
know
process.
If he was an only child. Like, maybe they were reliving their their college career. I don't know. It was just really weird. Like, it just sounded exhausting.
But did you notice, though, that some of the schools, so there are additional scholarships, and what makes you qualified for those scholarships is if you come and take a tour. Like, I know we did Eastern, and there was a young man in there that really wanted to go to Eastern, and he was, of course, he was a teenager, and he was very honest and said, I'm only here because I want that scholarship. And that's why I'm here. So, like, if you came on the tour, you automatically got entered into the scholarship. And he's like, and if I don't win it, I'm going to stay home and go to community college. And I'm thinking, why are you even saying this
that's
out loud?
Weird. Yeah.
So I know, like, actually my niece, I hope I get this right, she's going to go to Northern. Mm-hmm. And she's visited twice. And the second time was because of additional scholarships. So I think some schools use that as a draw to get you to come back. I don't know. It's just kind of – every school is different, I guess.
Yeah, every school is different.
But I will say, I remember getting postcards from, DePaul, and I'll say, isn't this beautiful? Wouldn't you want to go here? And, I mean, it's totally – I mean, they got Mom. And
right.
He's all like, Mom, not really. Just put it in the box. And so, yeah, I wasn't very good. I've learned a lot from that process.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
But and I think kids going away to college is so much more of a luxury. Like
it
it's
is.
Like they didn't even leave the house. You know, they have access to the ATM, they have access to, you know, food, like everything. Like they're not struggling.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I remember hearing stories of, you know, friends that like their parents would like, here's $20 for the month, make it last, you know, and they're like, what the heck, you know. Or, you know, I remember my brother went to Ferris State for a year and I went up to see him and my mom gave me money. Here, give this to your brother, because you couldn't access money.
There was nothing was
accommodating, you know, make sure he eats. Okay. You know, like it was just, why? I didn't know. So yeah, it was just really interesting that like, you know, now, yeah, these kids can, they have the Lady of Leisure. You know, everything's there. It's available for them. Oh, my
crazy.
Gosh. It's like gourmet.
It is.
You
and
know,
then
we're having,
you can
we're
swipe
having steak
like
tonight.
5-6 times a day. And,
yeah.
And now they have restaurants.
Unlimited miles. Like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Now, I mean, yeah, even you don't have to walk. You just rent a little scooter. Like, it's so different. Of course, they're not going to want to come home, you know?
No,
it's all there,
right about that.
You
yes.
know? It's very different.
Well, I will
and I didn't even go away.
No, what? Yeah, I didn't either. So, but I do appreciate because, of course, you know, we missed the deadline because we were trying to encourage him to be in charge of this process. Mm-hmm. So he automatically got, like, the highest meal plan because they just automatically give that to you. But
boys
so
gotta eat.
Yeah, but then what was nice, though, is they came back and you had, like, a seven-day period where you could actually flex it. Like, oh, I want to reduce it or whatever. Okay. And so he came back. He's like, Mom, I can't eat all that food. He's like, how many times I can swipe? And I'm like, oh, I'm so thankful. So we were able to go ahead and adjust it. Mm-hmm. But that's one good thing or a good reminder is that there are timelines and that there are – you can't always rely on the kids
your
for
homework.
Those.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like when kids go away, like they graduate and you see and they look like babies and mm-hmm. then they come back and you're like, you look like a man.
Yeah.
Like they're just that 1 year of school mm-hmm. and they're maturing. It's so funny. Like in fact, yesterday we were at the high school concert and there were a couple, you know, family members were there. I'm like, oh my goodness, who are you? Like,
you
know,
just this little.
Yeah, it's crazy. So that's kind of cool. I'm like, oh, baby boy's grown up. So, yeah, I hope that – I mean, I don't care if no one goes away.
Mm-hmm.
It would be kind of a nice experience for them just to learn things on their own and making decisions on their own and structure and being, you know, timely and organized and stuff. But, you know, if they don't, they can try to do that at home too. I don't know. What's your thought? Like, you'll definitely be an empty nester then.
Yes, I will. But we've seen a change.
Yeah.
Which I think it was the best thing we ever did. We called it our expensive social experiment. And, but I think it was successful. And, you know, I mean, everything wasn't rosy at all. Mm-hmm. But, he's learned and he's matured and he's very frugal, which kind of surprises us. So we've learned a lot through this whole process. And you know what? He will survive. That was the big thing. It's like, yeah. Is he really going to make this? And, you know, he made some really good friends. Again, we got really lucky. He got really lucky with his roommate.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually lives locally, so that's kind of nice. And they're all going to create a band now. All the kids are going to get together and, you know, do
oh,
a band.
Awesome.
And so, yeah, he really likes it. I'm happy for him, and he made the right decision. And he questioned himself.
Right
before he moved in, like, oh, should I have done this? Should I have just stayed home and gone somewhere else? And I said, you know what? You made your choice. Do it for a year.
Right.
And if you don't like it, there's nothing wrong
no
with
pressure.
Saying I'm done.
Yep, exactly.
But just about a month ago, we got an email that said, I signed up for a dorm for next year. So we're like, all right, I guess he's staying. So.
Round two.
Yeah.
No, I noticed when Nick came home for the summer, our dynamic had changed in the house too. And he felt a little out, like – you know, he misplaced.
Oh, sure.
Because, you know, he had his routine. We had ours. And, like, I don't know if he felt like it wasn't needed. It was an adjustment. And, you know, everything goes back to normal. But, yeah, that first couple of days, like, wait, what's going on? Like, this is still your house. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't change your room into my she room that
your
I planned.
Office, yeah.
But you're welcome back.
Well, that's like, I remember. So, Sophie said I think he offered her room, and she's like, I could never take your room. That's always will be your bedroom. And
oh,
we didn't touch
funny.
It. I mean, it's everything's still there. I mean, because he comes home often.
Right.
But, yeah, so it is kind of funny. And then we only have one bathroom in our house, so we were doing really well with the three of us. And now that he's home for spring break, we're like,
wrenching it.
Let's go. You know, we got places to be. And
water's not free. That's
yes.
why I had to remind Nick. Like, you can't take a half an hour shower, dude.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
We have a whole house here.
It's like, we got to go.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. And then my husband, you know, he reminds me that he'll be home for the summer. I'm like, oh, great. Okay. And again, I love him dearly with all my heart.
Yeah.
But you do, like you just said, you get into a groove and now we're going to have to kind of
rearrange her.
And it will be fine.
Yeah.
It's always fine.
Yeah.
I love having him home. I enjoy him more now than ever. And he makes me laugh. So today he was just walking around the house strumming his guitar. I'm like, what are you doing? Just playing. You know, and that's just what
cute.
He does. So it was
yeah.
nice. So yeah.
Very cool. Good. Well, I hope you got some tips or whatever we can share with our experience and, you know, good luck to all.
Be patient, right?
Yeah, be patient and hang in there.
And then every kid is different.
Every
Don't
kid's
compare
different.
Yourself
yes.
to other kids or to other families. Whatever
yeah.
works for you is what's going to work for you. Don't worry about the neighbor or anyone like that.
Right. And don't be as upset if your kid doesn't want you to decorate their room with them.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm still sad. All right. Thanks for listening.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. I want to thank you for listening to this week's show. We hope you enjoyed yourselves. We hope you come back for more.
Check out our Facebook page, Mom Says Podcast. Feedback is appreciated, but please be gentle. Mom always says, if you don't have anything nice to say, then don't say anything at all.